with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. This is awesome news for people that are like me and get violently angry about bright headlights. The U.S. government has approved new high-tech LED headlights that can automatically dim or point their beam away from other drivers. The adaptive driving beam headlights will be allowed on new vehicles, but probably on the only expensive cars at first.
But if you have a bunch of googly eye headlights going on, dude, I don't know. That's
all over
distracting
the place.
Too.
It's like a rave on 196 over
right.
Lights all over the place. No, I love this because look, I don't know why there's been this fad with automakers. Like they all got together and they said, you know what? Let's ruin everyone's driving experience even more. Let's make these god awful bright headlights that burn with the light of 1,000 suns. Like I don't understand. Okay, I don't get.
Some of them are dude just absolutely ridiculous.
It's insane. It's
like I said, I had a guy coming at me the other day and he had his light bar on, his LED light bar that's on top of his truck. Like, dude, what are you doing? Can you not see anything?
Are you driving the effing Mars rover? You don't need
Seriously,
lights
though.
That bright, for God's sakes.
You know?
God.
Shining for deer 2 miles away?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Well, yeah,
want
to make sure I can see the road here in the middle of town. You know, these lights up on top, the road lights, they don't do enough. No, I need
and
to
some
have.
Some of you that put them on during snowstorms, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
It does. Your high beams make snow worse. So stop it.
I'm hoping this will maybe in the next 10 years or so, it kind of fixes the problem. But it's just, if you bought a new car and it has the bright headlights, I know that's not your fault, okay? And I know you can adjust them, but I'm not that angry at you. But if you're a person who puts aftermarket super bright LED lights on, you're just the worst kind of person. You're just the worst. No one likes you.
Right into your face.
It's like, oh, it's good. Well, I'm glad I can see, but I know that driver can. I end up in the ditch right there, so... Anyway, coming
to you get a little angry on the road, man.
So angry. It actually has been in standard in Europe for a while, so we're just late to the party on this one. But anyway, lastly, let's calm ourselves. Let's get zen. You know the best way to do that, Hunter? Get in a sauna, all right? Just
get in a sauna with a bunch of dudes.
Just a bunch of naked guys sitting there sweating it out, talking about stuff.
Tan, floppy old dudes.
Just right there, just talking about stocks or God knows what else. Anyway, apparently researchers found that men who used a sauna regularly were significantly less likely to develop cardiovascular disease and 40% less likely to die. So apparently getting in the sauna, it's good for the heart, good for the health, all that stuff. I've mentioned this before. I don't think it's the sauna, okay? It's the fact that you have enough free time in your day to sit in a sauna for a couple hours. You're probably not stressed about other things in life anyways, all right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not living that stressed life like everybody else is. It's cutting their life short.
Exactly.
Yeah, you old dude in the sauna, that's what's going on. Yeah. You're living a long time sitting in those things talking about knows what.
You're not stressed. You know, you're not sitting there just grinding away at a 9-to-5, all right? You probably got to eat some heart attack in a sack because you're so busy with work, and then you got to go get the kids, and you got this and that, bills to pay. No, you're some rich old guy who's got all the free time in the world. You just got done playing golf on your private club course, and now you're sitting in a sauna with the rest of your old rich friends. Of course you're not stressed. Of course your heart's doing well.
Am I the only one that thinks the sauna is a bit much? I can get in there for like 3 to like 5 minutes, and that 5 minute mark hits, dude. I'm gasping for air, dude. I feel like I'm dying.
Well, and what about the people who do the hot and cold? So they'll go sit in the ice bath, then they'll get in the sauna, and then
what are you doing?
What are you doing? And it's not like you're it's not like you're Michael Phelps winding down after a gold match, you know, swim
ready
session.
For the Olympics.
No, you just you got free time, man. What are you doing? Yeah. Anyway,
why does it got to be a towel around your waist? Why can't you wear a bathing suit in there? You know,
yeah, I want to get. I think that's the pinnacle of living is when you can just sit naked in a steam filled room with other guys talking about the basketball game. Man, you've hit peak relaxation right there. It's like this is it. This is where I'm at. Take it or leave it. I'm just sitting here sweating my balls off with some other
dudes.
Is that
where our life is headed, Brock? Is that where our life is going?
I mean. Probably. I don't know.
Naked conversations in a hot sauna with a tan floppy dude.
Why don't you come over here and test out my new sauna?
No.
Come on. Just get in there.
I'm good.
I'll rub some of that. What is that? Eucalyptus oil
put
on you.
Clothes on. Why are you naked? Come on. I'm out of here.
All right. So there you go. We got sweaty, naked old dudes in their saunas and bright headlights. I'm lying. That is your morning dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. Brock.